My mother never had the opportunity to go to school. With 11 people in her family living in a small hut made of sticks in a rural village in Mexico, she walked a dirt road to the plantation, where she spent her days climbing trees to cut mangoes and bananas, which she would later sell at the market. She dreamed of getting an education, but in her world, that could never be a reality. She recalled to me, "Cada paso que yo hice regresando a la casa me recordó la desesperanza de mi situación. Se sintió imposible que tenía la chance para sacarme de ese tipo de vida. Every step I took going home from a long day of work made me realize the hopelessness of my situation. It felt impossible that I had the chance to get myself out of that type of life. From that moment on, she knew that the United States was her only hope. She saw this country as the land of opportunity. However, when she came to America at the age of 14, she was struck by the realization that it was not nearly as promising as she had hoped. She worked as a maid, and she often thought about going back home to her village in Mexico. But she knew the hopelessness she had left behind was far worse than the hopelessness she experienced here. Now that I'm almost the age my mother was when she came alone to this country, I've realized how important it is to make her dream come true. It has become my mission to achieve what my mother could not. I know I'm currently living my mother's dream, and I have been able to get closer and closer to achievements my mother couldn't have even imagined, like getting accepted to the Teak Fellowship. But heading to a boarding school is something so unique and so rare for our family that it has the potential to solidify the reason my mother originally came to America for, to make dreams into reality. I want to show her that her hard work and sacrifice have been worth it. And one day, I will use my education to repay her for all that she has given me.